Dublin mum Rachel Connors and her sister Samantha Connors is undertaking the nerve-jangling challenge to raise vital funds for Deborah, which helps 300 people, including Rachel's little girl, Casey, cope with the devastating skin condition, EB. We are now joined by Rachel and Samantha. Hello.
Hiya.
Hiya.
So you're both going to be abseiling off Croke Park for Deborah, but tell us a little bit about Casey to begin with.
So Casey is 12 years old. She was born with the most severe type of EB.
Mm-hmm.
She's like every other fashion-loving, art-loving little 12-year-old. She has up days and down days, but mainly smiling.
What exactly is EB? How does it affect her?
So EB is a skin condition that makes the skin blister and tear apart. It would affect the outside of their body and the inside of their body. So Casey's body, she currently wears bandages from the neck down because 70% of her body is in open wounds.
Mm-hmm.
She also is peg fed in the evening for the extra calories. She's constantly in the hospital every couple of months because she gets blisters in her eyes. She gets throat operations every year just to open her throat back out so she can eat. Just because of the condition, it affects the inside and the outside.
Yeah. So it's a lot of day-to-day care as well. Yeah.
Yeah, she's on 10 medications a day. 4 of them is painkillers. So for her to get up in the morning, she has to get up, get painkillers, get bandages changed and all before she can get dressed and go anywhere.
And you're doing this abseil for Deborah. How do they help?
Deborah helped all the families by putting funding into research to try and find a cure for us one day. They help with support for if you need support with the hospital, the house, school, or if you're just having a really bad day that you can just ring them and rant down the phone and they just listen to you ranting away.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need that. Too. Yeah.
Yeah. They do days out for all the people affected with EB so they can all meet up and get together. Just so they can see each other so they know they're not alone.
Yeah.
They also do an adults night then just so that parents of EB children can all meet up without the children. And then like if you have any worries or concerned or wanted to ask one of the other mammies something, you have that night with them all to do it.
It's nice to have that community around you.
Yeah, it's great.
So this abseil from Croke Park, when did you decide to do this?
We decided about 3 weeks ago. We seen it on the Deborah page and we were sending it to each other. And we were like, ah, yeah, we do that. Signed up. It's only now that it's getting closer. We're like, what did we sign up for?
And Samantha, how about yourself? Why did you decide to do it?
Yeah, as Rachel said, like we were kind of back and forth. She sent it across to me and like that when we seen, obviously, Deborah Ireland does other charity events like the Carry Challenge, which my dad's also doing this year for Casey.
Mm-hmm.
But or there's a skydive, which Casey's SNA is doing. But we knew like we wouldn't be able to do the skydive. Like that's too nerve-wracking for us. But when we seen the abseil, as Rachel said, like we were saying, yeah, we'll do that, that's fine. And then now like that it's tomorrow, it's like, oh my god, we're after signing up for. But we're really looking forward to it, but we're not the biggest fan of heights, but sure, look,
yeah, I did it last year. It's actually really enjoyable. Well,
yeah, I'm
considering what it is, it's really enjoyable.
Yeah, I think once we're there and we're in that moment, and obviously we know what we're doing it for, and
yeah,
we'll have Casey, she'll be in the stadium with us, so we'll know that she'll be down watching us, cheering us on. So like even if we do get a little bit nervous, which I'm sure we will, that we'll know that it's for a good cause and Casey and everyone is watching us.
Is she excited to see you doing it?
Yeah, she's very excited now. She's like that, she probably didn't think that we would actually do it.
Yeah.
Because she knows that me and Rachel has a fear of heights, so I don't think she genuinely thought that we were going to do it, but we know that she's going to be grinning from ear to ear when we do it tomorrow.
And you've had loads of support since you signed up to it as well, haven't you?
Yeah, so Rachel had put it out initially, just obviously amongst people that we knew, and people was going onto the donation page and sponsoring us. But then, like, once it went out there or was advertised on the paper or the radios, like, we've had so much response. Like, there's so many generous people out there that sponsored us. So we're really grateful for that.
How can people find out more or get behind you?
Does an I Donate link on Deborah's website, or if they had Facebook, I have the link on Casey's Facebook page. It's called Casey, My Butterfly Princess. It also just has pictures of Casey's good and bad days on it if they wanted to follow our journey.
Amazing. Rachel and Samantha Connors, thank you so much for chatting to us, and best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks very much.